Yeah, I like that. I like the spirit. I like the joy because that's what this season is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be joy. It's a celebration. You know, it's not about all the other stressful things that we let come in. Speaking of stress, I want to welcome our online viewers and really apologize to you guys. We had some technical difficulties, I understand, and so I'm really sorry about that. But I'm glad you guys are back and you guys are with us now, so that's the main thing. So again, I get a chi from you guys. Chi-hoo online! I can't even read it. Hopefully they typed it in, but I hope you guys gave us a chihu right back because we're thinking about you guys. Okay, so tonight we're going to be talking about praising the Lord. It sounds so simple, but that's what we're going to be talking about. And if you don't like praise and worship, I mean, my goodness, our worship team, can we just give them just some praise? Because their hearts are into praising the Lord, and they lead us, and they help us to get there sometimes. And if you don't like praise and worship, you got to get with the program. Because what do you think we're going to be doing in heaven? We're going to be praising Him. We're going to be worshiping Him. You know, even if you feel like, oh, yeah, but, you know, every time I sing in the car, my kids are like, don't sing. You're off key. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because the fact that you're focusing and praising the Lord, that's all He cares about. It's our heart. It's more than a song. That's what we're singing about tonight, right? It's more than a song. You know, so here's a question that we can ask ourselves right at the beginning is, what does praise mean to you? Like, what does it mean for you to praise? Our praise and worship unto the Lord is just us simply acknowledging Him as our Lord and Savior and what He's done for us, our gratitude, our love back to Him. We sing Him our love songs because we love Him, because we know what life would be like without Him. We know how powerful He is, how forgiving and how wise He is. What is praise to me? While we're doing worship, there are times, and I know you guys, especially you Wednesday night people, you've seen me just lose my mind. You know, I'm supposed to be leading and singing and worshiping. And while I'm doing this, I'm looking up. And I vividly picture, you know, the Lord like, oh, look her, my daughter, singing her heart out to me. And I just get overwhelmed. And I start losing it. I start getting all choked up. I break down. You know, and it's not because I'm sad. I'm not... Like, I know you guys have seen me, you know, and cannot even sing because I'm so overwhelmed. It's not because I'm so sad. It's because I'm overwhelmed by His love and His grace and His mercy for me. When I'm worshiping, when I'm singing, my job up here is actually supposed to be like leading, so you guys know where we're going, you know. But when I close my eyes and I picture my dad listening to me praise Him, and I have a snapshot of something that He saved me from or helped me through, oh, I just get overwhelmed. And that's what worship is to me. You know, and there's songs, right? Like, Who You Say I Am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. That gets me all choked up. Like, seriously, Lord, Your house, I have a place. Or Waymaker, come on, I see you guys, and we do that song. You guys are all into it, you know what I mean? It's like, even when I don't see it, You're working. Even when I don't feel it, You're working. You never stop, you know? And then another one is More Than Enough. This is my latest favorite, Kim Walker Smith, love her. But there's this one line that always gets me. If there's one thing I know, it's how You love me so. Even just saying that out loud right now, I'm getting all, if there's one thing I know, it's how You love me so. You know, and that gets me all. And when I'm in full praise and worship mode, I'm all about the Lord and how He loves me. I get overwhelmed with gratitude because it's so personal. It's so personal and dear to me. And you know what? It's personal to the Lord. Your praise and your worship is not just personal to you, it's personal to the Lord, because it's about you and Him. Praise is a communication from spirit to spirit, from His heart, from your heart to His heart, from your mind being attuned with His mind, from your soul being connected to His soul. Praise is as personal as it gets. I mean, they make the songs, it's not who you say we are, it's who you say I am, right? In my Father. We're not singing in our Father's, and nothing would be wrong if we were to sing that, but these songs are specifically written from a personal point of view. It's who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. Very personal. But maybe you're not there yet. And that's okay. Or maybe you haven't been there in a while. You know, maybe you come and, you know, it's like you come in and it's because you're supposed to. That's what you do, right? You go to church on Sunday and you come in for the songs, and then they're singing or we're singing, and then you're just like, because you're just not there yet. It's okay. You know, when I tell this story all the time, but when I first started coming to church, I didn't understand the importance. What's the big deal? Why are they singing 3-4 songs? Can I just get the message and leave? You know, like, why is it so important? Like, some of these songs, I don't even understand what they're saying. You know, why is it so important? You know, I just wanted actually to come to church because I wanted something. I needed something. I was looking for something. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't coming to church to praise God. It sounds so scary to say out loud, but I'm going to be transparent with you guys. I wasn't. I needed help. I wanted God to fix my life. Not me, my life. I would walk through those very doors and sit back there and not move and not talk to anybody. And I never raised my hands during praise and worship. I never did it. Sometimes I would just like, what time is it? Where's the pastor? Is he gonna, who's speaking? I didn't even know I had breakfast in the fellowship hall for the first, like, I don't know how many years I was coming here, because I came in and I left. That's all I did. Like, we go in, we sit down, hear the message, amen. Go back out, get in the car, book it, and we leave while the pastor could still be, like, telling people things, and I'd be, like, in my car, out the driveway, because I want to beat the traffic. I don't want to get stuck in the parking lot. I would almost even resent it. Okay, we're going to get real, okay, tonight. I would almost resent it when I'd walk in and I'd hear people saying stuff like, praise the Lord, God is good all the time. And I was like, yeah, maybe to you. You know? Like, I didn't feel that. If that's you, can I just encourage you to hang in there? To just hang in there and don't give up on the goodness of God. Because believe it or not, He does love you. He loves you so much that he doesn't just want your today to be good. You know, He wants your eternity to be heavenly. Please don't let what's happening to you today determine what happens in your future, or more importantly, in your eternity. In our Father's house, just say it, there's a place for me. Say it, there's a place for me. There's a place for me. How can we not love Him back for that? Hello. That's our dad. He's on our side, you know? So our scripture for tonight is mainly Mark 12:30. And it says, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. So let's break that down. How can I do that? What does that mean? I come to church. Is that enough? Nope. Because he wants our hearts. And if we're just sitting and not really caring, not really praising him with our hearts, with our minds, our soul, and all our strength, then no. What does it look like to do that? What does it look like to love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength? Well, for me, one day, our drummer Keeney, we had this conversation. We got here to practice early, and he said, hey, Katz. He calls me Katz. Hey, Katz, I got a question for you. I'd like to ask you something. And I was like, what's up? Because I walk up to him. I'm like, what's up, Keeney? What's up, Keeney? What's up, Keeney? What's up, Keeney? And it's like 5:30 in the afternoon, and he's just like looking at me. And he's like, how is it that you serve with such joy? Like, you're always so happy to, like, I know you're tired. You know, why is it that you can just serve with, you're just so happy to do it? And I told him, when I think about where I came from, when I think about the things I've done, said, thought, reacted to, caused, I think, seriously, God, you love me? And I get to serve you. Really? You sure? It's me, right? We're talking about. It's me now. Not my sister. It's me. She's the good one. You know, but I told him my favorite scripture, one of my favorite scriptures comes from Luke 7:47. And it says, therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven as her great love has shown. But whoever has forgiven little loves little. So you know I love the Lord so much. I love me the Lord so much. He has done and continues to do for me. He forgives me. He has forgiven me, and he continues to forgive me over and over and over again. How can I not love and praise him? I know what I deserve. I know what could easily be my fate. I don't have to tell you all what I've done. I didn't even have to tell Keeney. Because it's personal, right? And it's our personal relationship with the Lord. You don't have to go around telling everybody your business. It's between you and the Lord, and that's what makes it so personal. So my praise and my worship unto him is going to look different from yours, because it's very specific and it's very personal. So what should I do? What am I going to do? I'm going to love him with all my heart, meaning our first point is I'm going to praise him with all my heart. Praise him with all your heart. In Psalms 103:1, it says, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. When you hear those words, praise and worship, you may think, okay, singing, but I don't sing a lot. Singing songs is a form of worship, but it's not the only way to praise him. We can praise him in our actions, like Operation Christmas Child. You all are awesome. That is another way that you guys showed God's love to children all over the world who are in need, who have so little. That was your praise unto him, because you did it in Jesus' name. You did it with good hearts. You know that our final box count was 382 physical boxes you guys brought in here. Yes, right? Plus 48 build-a-boxes online that you guys did. As of Thursday, our whole Hilo town, including other churches, did over 6,968 boxes in total. Can we give God praise right there? I I spoke to a lot of parents, and they said they take their child and they go into the store and they tell them what it's all about, and they let the child like choose and pack the boxes with them, and they pray over it. You showing your child the meaning of giving. Who was our greatest giver? Right? Jesus. So you showed Christ to your children. You showed love to children that you'll probably never, ever meet. That will never, ever say thank you. You showed love to children that when they open up their box, you're not going to even get to see them smile and cry out of joy. You're not going to even get to see that. But it didn't matter to you. You gave because of your heart. You gave with all your heart. That was your praise. You may not think it, but that was your own personal praise unto the Lord. Because God moved you to give and you obeyed, that was a very specific walk in obedience. That was your personal praise unto him. Our second point tonight is praise him with all your soul. Praise him with all your soul. What does that mean? That sounds scary. It is. Nah, it's not. Hosea 14:2 says, bring your confessions and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and graciously receive us so that we may offer you our praises. We must confess to him our sins. I mean, if you think about it, come on, you guys. He already knows. He's God. He knows, right? But we need to let him know that we sinned. You know? Like, okay, you know, like when someone ate the last cookie, right? Or the last piece of Thanksgiving pie that you were saving, and all day at work you're like, yeah, when I go home, I'm going to get me the last of the pie. And you walk in there and somebody ate it. And you know who ate it. You know who ate it. And they know you know. And they know you know that you know. Okay, but it doesn't matter until they admit it. And then you talk about it. They say, sorry, I was so hungry and it was so good. I ate the last pie. And what do you say? Okay, that's all right. I want it, but that's all right. And then there's a reconciliation, hopefully, in your household, right? It's better than if they acted like nothing happened. Like, nope. You know, we get that, right? Sometimes. Was it me? Who ate that? I don't know. Whose dishes is that? I don't know. It's like, I know it's yours. Just say something. It's better, right, when you admit it. It's always better. It like ends the fight right there. Right, honey? Right. So with the Lord in mind, when we pray to him and confess our sins, we ask for his forgiveness, because that's when his grace comes in, right? When we say, Lord, I really, really messed up. I know you saw that. Oh, help me to do better, you know? And when we have that, it reminds us of his forgiveness, of his love, of his mercy, of his grace. And then we can come to him and we can praise him wholeheartedly because we have that out. It goes together. You know, you ever sat in a room with somebody that you wronged? Whether it was somebody in your family or worse, like a coworker, you ever sat after you know you did them wrong and you sit in that room with them? Is that comfortable? You know, you can cut that tension with a knife, right? Because you know. And you can never, like, be comfortable with them until you get that worked out, you know? There has to be a clearing. And so when we come to the Lord and we confess, like, when we sit with our guilt and our shame, like, there are times where I couldn't come to church because I feel like, man, I cannot go to church. I just did this, this, and this. What did that do? Did that make the Lord, like, go, okay, that's okay, you know, and then did he, like, love me less? No. All it did was I wasn't able to come and worship and praise him. Did my shame and guilt, did it heal anybody out there? The people that I hurt? No. All it succeeded is me not coming to praise him. So when you get it out and when you confess to him, you can come clean. And then you can sing, because I know there are times where I was like, I'm going to sing hallelujah when, ooh, I'm not feeling too good. I just yelled at my kids this morning, and it's because I was tired, you know? It's not because they did anything wrong, although sometimes they deserve it, but not this morning, you know? I got to confess, Lord, I'm sorry, that was not good. But they come together. Our third point is praise him with all your mind, right? Heart, soul, now mind. Psalms 34:1 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. Meaning that we focus on him all the time. Not only when things are going bad or when we need something, but when things are going good too. You know, we praise and acknowledge that, Lord, you did this. Thank you. You provided this. You protected this home. You give all the blessings. I'm not doing it. You know, when things are good, sometimes we forget. Just realizing that he's in control. Because when we take our eyes off of the Lord, bad things happen, right? Let me give you an example. I know that Pastor Sheldon, if you heard about this, talked about it the other Sunday, about me falling off the stage. Actually, there's more to that story. He was gracious enough to say that I fell off the stage, like, oh, I fell off the stage. It's worse than that. Because actually, when we were planning this stage, Jamie, who's usually on keyboards, we're planning the stage and we're looking at it. And you know, I'm like, okay, so hang this and try to do this. And I was trying to count. And I was just like looking at this and right? I kept doing this. I was like, no, okay. No, but okay, make sure this is, and how much is going to hang, and this, and I'm just like doing this, and I kept looking like this, and kept looking like this, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good, you know, because I was busy, I had a busy day, we were trying to plan the stage, we were trying to make it happen, but then I took my eyes off of where I was walking, and I was like, oh, yeah, so it looks good, so make sure, yeah, Jamie, when you do that, and I stepped right off the stage. Like, stepped, and before I could realize it, what happened? Like, if I was wearing these boots, I would have just jumped, maybe landed on my feet. I'm a cat, right? But I just so happened that day I had, like, high heels on. I don't know what I was thinking. I should not be wearing high heels. And so when I came and I did this, and I just tumbled. So it was worse than just falling off the stage, because it was self-inflicted, because I wasn't paying attention to where I was going. I wasn't focusing on where I was going, where I was supposed to be going. You know, our mind has to always be with the Lord. But you know what, though? Even with a big, big rug burn on my elbow, scraped knee, I had this huge bruise on my wrist and neck. I felt like I was in a car accident. That's how I felt. My neck and my back was sore for like a couple weeks. And you know what? Out of all those things, the rug burn was the worst, because I don't know if any of you have ever had rug burn. It's like the worst thing ever. I'd rather be cut with a knife than have a rug burn, because that thing burned. They don't call it rug burn for nothing. Like, it burned for like 2 weeks. It was sore. And I was like mindful of it all the time. But you know what? Even with all that, I praise the Lord. You don't believe me. But I did. Because you know what came to mind? And as I was telling people the story over and over again, it could have been worse. It could have been so much worse. You know the big bruise I had on my wrist? It's like I could have broke it. I could have easily broken it. So I was like, praise the Lord, nothing broke, and nothing was sprained even. Well, not even a sprain. Because imagine that and we're going to do the stage and have Christmas month, and I'd be, you know, so it could have been worse. So every time I had a pain, I was praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that it wasn't worse. Thank you that nothing broke. Thank you that nothing's even sprained. So we got to have him on our mind. We got to praise him with all our mind, meaning he's on our mind all the time. Like, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for, it's raining really hard. Thank you that my roof isn't leaking right now in my home. Thank you that my car started up this morning and got me from A to B. Thank you that the weather is finally cooling off. Thank you, Lord, for the front row parking space at this time of the year. Are you kidding me? Wow, praise the Lord. I got front row parking, you know, like all the time, because the Lord is in everything. He is everywhere and he is everything. So he should always be on our mind. Let's seek him in everything. You know, in Psalms 25, 4 to 5, it says, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are my God. You are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." King David, one of the best kings in the Bible, wrote this. He knew this. But you know, as great as a king he was still human and very flawed. But even as an anointed king, he would seek God's counsel. He would seek God's ways. He would always be praising the Lord, and he would always seek him. I mean, who knows better than God? If God is always on our minds, he's always present in our lives, we always turn to him for guidance, we're more thankful. And I think a more thankful person is a more humble person. Don't you agree? You know? I mean, when NFL players, you know, after they win a game, the good leaders on an NFL team, they either thank the Lord, and what do? They thank the whole team. They give credit to the whole team. They don't just go, "Oh yeah, it was all me. I did that. I won the game myself." I mean, we've seen players who had that attitude and they did not last long. But the good ones, the good leaders, they know that they can't do it on their own. That's why it's a team. They praise the coaches sometimes, the fans. "You know, you guys were there for us. You guys cheered us on." It wasn't on their strength alone. Which brings us to our fourth point, which is praise him with all your strength. Praise him with all your strength. So praise him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Psalms 146:2 says, "I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath." Why? Because he is worthy. Life is not so good, he's still good. Life eternal is going to be good. And when we feel like we got nothing left, he is our strength. Therefore, we can. And we can praise him. We can praise him. We can praise him. And you know, when I think about, "Oh, I'm tired, Lord. I don't know." I think of my friend Virginia Soares. When I first started here, she was in choir. She was on the worship team. And her final breaths, literally final breaths, I'll never forget this video that her daughter sent, was of her in her hospital bed. And she was still singing praises to the Lord. Auntie Alice, she was on our worship team and we were right here. That lady taught me the meaning of worshiping and praising the Lord no matter what. She had ankle problems and she would limp on stage and practice and worship with the best of them. Never made any excuses. And her last final breaths are right here on stage, praising the Lord. I want to do that. You know, when I think about those people who praise him with all their strength, that's so personal. For them, that's as personal as it got. Making this stage design was actually a whole project. It was big trips, okay. Our program director, Carrington, what are we going to do for Christmas? He sent me this picture of what it could look like. And I was like, I opened my phone. I was like, wow. So I took it to our team. I showed our volunteers. And they were like, wow. But then it took on a whole new meaning. In fact, we have a video to show you what happened. So let's take a look at this video.
When we first started this project, we were thinking that we were going to do 20,000 links. We're thinking, yeah, that's plenty. That should be enough. That should be enough to fill the area of stage that we're trying to decorate. But as we started to talk about it at staff meetings and pray about it and think about it, God put it on our hearts to think that we should create a link for every soul in this community, for every soul in our hometown, for our grandparents, our kids, our friends, our co-workers, those that don't know Jesus and those that do know Jesus.
Being part of this project really meant a lot to me. You know, I was able to serve the Lord in a different capacity, in a creative capacity, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, I remember Pastor Kat showing me a photo of what her vision was for this project. And I remember thinking, hey, that's really pretty. And it seems quite simple. You know, we've all made those paper links in grade school. How hard can it be? Right? But I was immediately humbled when she told me we had to make over 40,000. You know, and I admit I was a little bit worried at first. But, you know, we started and it seemed like in a couple of days, I think, we had already gone through a first box of 20,000 links, you know, and that's because people came forward and volunteered, and I was just so amazed how people wanted to take part of this amazing creation.
It meant a lot to be a part of it to me as we were doing the chains and thinking of, you know, our community and the people in our lives that we pray that they would come to know the Lord. My favorite memory is just, you know, hanging out and the fellowship and just spending time getting to know people and just having fun, making memories.
You know, I'm very thankful to have been part of this. I created so many memories. My favorite, you know, has to be that I was able to do this with my children. And it gave me the opportunity to teach them that serving the Lord is fun. You know, we were able to do this together, you know, do this with our friends, serve the Lord.
If not for the willing and servant hearts of our volunteers, of our staff, we wouldn't have been able to make this dream come to life, to represent what God wants us as a church to focus on, and us as individuals to keep contending and praying for.
Talk about praising the Lord. This project became very personal to a lot of us. And we thought about our community and the people that we're representing. And it's funny because I was talking about it in the office and I went to Pam Thomas and she helped me do the math to figure out like how many paper we'd have to order to make the links. And just so you guys know, we wanted to do 20,000, but your pastor, Pastor Sheldon, my pastor, our pastor, said, how many people are in this community, in this town of ours? And I was like, I don't know. And we looked it up, it was like 45,000. He was like, because my goal was 20,000. And I thought that was going to be a lot. I mean, it was. But then 45,000, I was like, okay. So I met with Pam met with Aaron Miyasato of Digital Printers. They did everything else, figured out how much paper we'd need. I didn't actually tell our volunteers, so they're gonna hear this for the first time right now, that Aaron actually added a couple thousand extra. Just just in case, you know, had casualties, some links got ripped, stepped on, forgotten, you know, so he wanted to make sure that we had enough, and so God bless him, and yeah. So if you're watching online, my point is, if you're watching online, don't feel left out, because you are represented. You're part of this. Because you have brothers and sisters that thought about you and prayed for you. So you're represented up here. You're part of this. Even if you're not in this church, even if you're not in this Hilo town, even if you're not on this island, even if you're not in this state, but you're watching right now online, you're now part of our church family. So you are part of this. You are represented here. And don't you ever forget that. Don't you ever forget that. Our volunteers, many of them stapled all night. Many of you did a lot of work, and you're not even shown in the video because you took some home and you brought it back. You know, it was all about you guys. It was all about the people. It was all about the hearts. So you guys praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. There are people stapling till 1 a.m, right, Lisa? 1 a.m. Some people were just all in. And that was your personal praise unto the Lord. And you know what? We did this together. We did this together. That's the best part about this year's stage. So now let me ask you, what does praise mean to you? When a baby reaches up to you, how does it make you feel? Right? And you go, hi, and they go, it's like, how does it make you feel? You know, Leah, Pastor Ben's daughter, she doesn't like everybody, but she loves Auntie Kat. I don't know why, but she does. She tells me she loves me. She like, oh. And when I carry that girl, she just holds on to me, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. You know, when we were sitting here earlier, Bree and the girls, Pastor Ben's daughters are here, they came and they gave me a Kit Kat. Kit Kat, get it? Kit Kat. Simple acts like that just touch me so much. You know, when you have a coworker that you've helped do something and they tell you a sincere thank you. When you see somebody that you've been praying for that has been struggling, and you pray for them, and you see them like coming around, and they come to you and they say, thank you. You've been in my life walking beside me. Thank you. How are you affected by that? So now let me ask you, what do you think your praise means to God? When you reach out to Him, when you lift up your hands to Him, when your spirit speaks to His spirit, to Him, when you fully acknowledge that He is Lord and your Savior, when you're aware of Him in all that you do and you praise Him in all that is, how do you think God is affected by your praise? Remember, it's a personal connection, your soul to His soul, your spirit to His spirit. It's your relationship with Him. It's very personal, and that's what He wants. It's why He created us, for that relationship. So when we do things like that, when we praise Him, He is blessed. You know, when we sing that song, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. We're blessing Him by praising Him. And for the 10,000 and 10,000 more times 10,000 reasons to thank Him. Whether it's in a song or making chains, and you're doing it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you, His child, is having a personal connection with God, your Father. And He is blessed. So praise him. Praise him. Amen? Amen. Can we just give God a clap praise? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you, God. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for all that you do, all that you are, how you love. Thank you for another day to be here with our brothers and sisters. Thank you for another day to serve you. How can we serve you better, Lord? How can we praise you more? Show us. Open our eyes to you. Open our hearts, our soul, our mind, and strengthen us to do so and praise you in a way that blesses you, Lord. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we say, let's all say together, amen. Amen. This is the season. We're going to celebrate the whole month. The whole month and then some, but this is going to be our season to praise our Lord. So you guys have a wonderful night. We'll see you back here this Sunday, 7, 8:30, and 10, whether it's online or in person. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. We love you. Good night. See you guys later.